Muslim leaders in New Jersey say they're considering legal action after the state attorney general recently concluded that a major secret surveillance of operation conducted by the New York City Police Department and targeting Islamic communities was legal. The NYPD surveillance was to collect intelligence on Muslim businesses, student groups, and sermons by using informants called mosque crawlers. The program was set up after the 9/11 attacks. Muslim groups say it violated their civil rights. Well, our next guest read some of the police reports and noticed that the names of three imams, or religious leaders, kept coming up. Who are they? Scott Korb's article in the Chronicle of Higher Education is called American Islam. And Scott, you write that these imams are all converts. They appeal to young people in the U.S. because they were born and raised here. And they have a vision of Islam that's unmistakably American. What do you mean by that?
Well, these three imams, and I'll give their names, Imam Siraj Wahaj, who has a mosque in Brooklyn, and Imam Zaid Shakir and Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who run a college in Berkeley, California called Zaytuna College. They all believe very much in establishing Islam institutionally in this country in ways that Hamza Yusuf, for example, will compare to the Catholic Church in this country when they were just getting their start as a detested minority. They believe very much in having institutions in this country at the center of which is Islamic tradition, but that look American when you look at the people who belong there and when you look at really the concerns that they have. They also believe very much in having institutions that are accountable to other non-Islamic organizations. For example, Zaytuna College is seeking accreditation from the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, just like any other college might do in California.
Well, and you notice the names of these three imams because you've been following them for a book you're writing, and you're not a Muslim.
I'm not a Muslim, you know, right.
And as you say, not much of a believer, but you are a religion writer. So you were immersed in the lives of these three men before their names surfaced. Did you see anything that gave you a whiff of worry about their involvement in terrorism or encouraging terrorist activities?
Absolutely not. Quite the contrary. And that's not to say that they aren't critical of American policy, say, in the Middle East. But they also understand that dissent in America is a proud tradition and a proud art, and they participate in this in a very American way.
Well, in fact, Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, again, one of the co-founders of this college out in Berkeley, California, has said that the secret NYPD surveillance is a teachable moment. He says he understands that the police have their reasons for the surveillance. He says they're under great pressure, too. Mm-hmm. What does he mean by teachable moment?
Sheikh Hamza sees this as an opportunity to look at what goes on inside a Muslim student association, which is very often service projects, very often study of the Quran, organized trips to sort of build a community within a college environment. If you look at the report that they're named in, there's nothing within those reports that strikes me as a reader as suspicious at all. In fact, what they're named for is as lecturers. We have a bunch of college students who are excited to go hear religious leaders talk about how to live more fully in their faith. That is also a very American ideal.
But as you well know, there's been at least one past imam, Anwar al-Awlaki, who preached here in this country, then went to Yemen. And we now know he preached to al-Qaeda members. He encouraged the Fort Hood bomber. He turned to violence. So people are skeptical. I'm sure you know that. What further have these imams said to you? I mean, I mentioned that Sheikh Yusuf said that he understands police are under great pressure.
Sheikh Hamza is in a way most famously known for consulting with President Bush shortly after 9/11 in the lead-up to the war in Afghanistan. He's been criticized within the Muslim community, called Bush's pet Muslim, for example. What struck me was that these men are not operating in secret. Zaytuna College is a college where if you want to go and knock on a door and talk with people who teach there and who run the administration, they're there. That's what I did. You know, there wasn't any sense that I wouldn't be welcome as a reporter, as a non-Muslim, as someone who they all knew was going to be writing about this.
Tell us just a little bit more about the sheikh who is based in New York, Siraj Wahaj.
Imam Siraj Wahaj.
He's been working in what you call the dangerous corner of Bedford Avenue and Fulton Street, the Bed-Stuy neighborhood of Brooklyn. This is the setting for Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing.
Right.
Tell us more about him.
Imam Siraj believes, and he said as much, that Islam came to help out problems within the inner city. Throughout the 80s, he basically developed community policing and, in some cases, forcefully shut down crack houses up and down this area of Bedford-Stuyvesant. You know, 30 years on, it's a bustling corner where there are successful businesses. What he's doing now is to expand the reach of that mosque, raising funds to build a big community center called the Taqwa Center, a place for recreation, for swimming, for basketball. But then in the upper floors, there's room for a charter school. And this is another thing that these imams are interested in, creating sort of an alternative to the public education system. That isn't because they want to teach something un-American in the schools. It's that, as you might see with any religious, say, homeschool movement or parochial school, or even these charter schools, the public schools in this country, by their assessment, are not succeeding.
Well, and yet I know you can imagine what some listeners might be hearing when they hear that, people who want to sort of break away from the mainstream. And it brings us to the comments that came after your article. I'm sure you're well aware. People who felt that you had the wool pulled over your eyes by these imams, that you weren't seeing things that must be true. For instance, they're not disowning the practice of teaching kindergartners how to make suicide bombs, because there are videos around on the internet of, you know, Muslims teaching children how to make suicide bombs. As others have said, there's no proof of Muslims teaching children how to make suicide bombs in the U.S. So just to have asked you, did you ever see anything, and I'm sort of reiterating, did you ever see anything that would give basis to any of these fears that people have?
Nothing I saw gave me any reason to be fearful. The problems that I might see have more to do with problems I might see in any conservative religious organization, that the place of women is not necessarily always where a liberal arts educator like myself might want to see. Now, again, I have to correct this, too, because it's in the classroom at Zaytuna, for instance, women and men study together. The difference might be that women are not training to be imams. Then you look at the Catholic Church and you see the same thing. You know, women and men might study together at Marquette, but there's no seminary in this country, no Catholic seminary training women to be priests.
That's Scott Korb. His essay in the Chronicle of Higher Education is American Islam. His forthcoming book is Light Without Fire, The Making of an American Muslim College. It's the story of Zaytuna College in the Berkeley, California area. By the way, Zaytuna, isn't that the name of Barack Obama's aunt?
I believe it is. And it's also the name of, it's like the name of Cornel West's daughter, and it's also the name of Dave Eggers' book, Zaytun, the story about New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. It means olive or olive oil, which is where we get the title Light Without Fire. In the Quran, there's a passage that describes the oil of the olive being luminescent without fire touching it.
Fascinating. We'll look forward to that. Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'll take a break. When we come back, bands making waves on the web, here and now.